Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson ridiculed for demanding ceasefire in Gaza as city continues violence spiral. By Warner Todd Houston on January 25, 2024. Chicago's self-professed progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson is demanding a ceasefire in the action between Israel and Hamas terrorists, even as his city remains awash in gang violence. Johnson spoke out on Wednesday as the city council debated a formal resolution condemning Israel for its efforts to root out and destroy the terror group responsible for the raid into southern Israel that ended in more than 1,000 dead Israeli civilians and more than 230 kidnapped citizens. More than 130 still remain in captivity at the hands of Hamas and several other terror groups. During his comments on January 24, Johnson claimed that we need a ceasefire. He prefaced his comments by speaking of the violence that broke out several months ago, but refused to properly define the Hamas foray into southern Israel as a terror attack. He went on, saying, "But at this point now, I believe we are looking at 25,000 Palestinians that have been killed during this war. The killing has to stop. So, yes, we need a ceasefire," Johnson said, according to the Chicago Tribune. The debate on the resolution in the council chambers was repeatedly disrupted by pro-Hamas supporters screaming from the visitors' gallery. But ultimately, the aldermen decided to set the resolution aside and delay taking a final vote on the measure. The delay was requested in a letter signed by 28 of the city's 50 aldermen who protested having to vote on the resolution so close to International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is Saturday, according to WBBM-TV. Sources in Israel report that the Israeli Defense Forces have taken out roughly 10,000 Hamas terrorists, but about 15,000 civilians have also lost their lives. For its part, the IDF has lost 556 soldiers, more than 200 of whom died in actions inside Gaza. Meanwhile, as Mayor Johnson is proclaiming that we need a ceasefire in Gaza, his city continues to drown in the blood of the city's Black and Hispanic citizens as gang warfare and drug dealers continue their weekly shooting sprees. Many on social media have taken note of Johnson's concern for Hamas while his city burns. Let's ceasefire Chicago first, champ. BBG, Esquire, at Mets 131, January 24, 2024. Mayor Brandon Johnson should stick to hashtag Chicago politics. It looks like he's failing miserably on the local level. Parts of Chicago are a war zone. Colorado Charlie Lee, at Colorado Charlie, January 24, 2024. The Windy City saw a slight drop in homicides in 2023, but still ended the year with 617 murders and 2,450 shootings, according to WTTW-TV. Chicago suffers the highest murder rates in the country strictly by the numbers and is 10th in per capita numbers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.